KSL News Time, 4:39, and let's get an update of your traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Delays continue northbound I-15. It started with an accident in Draper prior to 123rd South, but you have slowdowns that round the point of the mountain. So if you're coming from Utah County, shortly after passing SR-92, you can expect the delays. Southbound I-15, heavy and slow between 3300 South and the Southtown Mall at 106 South in Sandy. Brandon Crowe?
Well, we're still seeing lingering delays from about California Avenue down to 3100 South, southbound 5600 West from a crash that was cleared about 20 minutes ago. So again, there's still nothing blocking any lanes. It's just lingering crashes that have stacked up because of that crash earlier. Heading into Utah County, southbound I-15 is starting to pump the brakes from about Thanksgiving Point down into Lehi. And if we have anybody traveling on Redwood Road, just shy of Camp Williams, safely and legally, shoot us a text at 57500. We're seeing some reports of a brush fire affecting traffic, but our cameras have not yet picked up anything. Mark?
Yeah, northbound I-15 looks like we're checking a wreck on the way out of downtown Salt Lake City. That's going to be northbound I-15, right about 1500 South Woods Cross. That one looks to be pulling away right now, but it was off to the right. So another one is going to slow your roll in Davis County, northbound I-15 in the HOV lane, closer to Park Lane in Farmington, and you're going to be slow and go on the way up to Hillfield Road, SR-193. Just in time for back to school, Siegel Book has discounted all sweet, salt, modest clothes, 20% to 60%. Hurry in for best selection. Siegel Book, where you never pay full price for anything. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.